Listen, I know you stoners are feeling it, and no, I did not call my buddies at Lumber Liquidators buddies because it is the Stoner Christmas. Wow, man, settle down. I will acknowledge your day momentarily, but I still have a show to do. We're joined right now by a first-team All-Pro, a running back with the Arizona Cardinals, a Pro Bowler. He led the NFL and he set a franchise record with 20 touchdowns back in 2016, over 1,200 rushing yards, 80 receptions, and 879 receiving yards in that same season. One of only four players in NFL history with at least 1,200-plus rushing yards and 800-plus receiving yards in a season. Played his college ball at Northern Iowa. Today, he appears courtesy of his partner, Rockin' Protein. David Johnson is my guest. David, it is really good to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You got it, David. So you were back on the field for the first team practice of the offseason on Tuesday. Let me start right there. How good did it feel to be back out there?
It felt amazing. I felt like I was able to finally, after basically a year, be able to play the sport that I love. So I was very glad.
You know, what about that? I mean, everybody knows, and I mentioned it in the open too, you had one of the great seasons in NFL history in 2016, then you fractured your wrist in week one of 2017. I mean, what was that experience like for you and then having to sit out an entire season?
That was definitely the toughest season of my career ever. Not being able to play and basically not even play a full game and sit there sidelined through all the stuff that was going on, you know, not being able to help out the team. And a lot of people have, you know, criticized because of it being a risk, but as a running back, you have to be able to carry the ball and then catch the ball. So I wasn't able to do that. But my body felt great. I was in one of the best shapes of my life just because all I was doing was training. But it was very tough to just sit there and not be able to play.
Go back to that first point that people were critical, saying that, quote, it was only a wrist. What do you make of that? How does that make you feel? People seem to have a really good threshold for your pain and seem to know a whole lot about your body, maybe even more than you. So when you see that and hear that, how does that make you feel?
It made me feel, very unhappy because people don't understand that this is the top of football, it being the NFL. And, you know, you want to, especially me. No one was more devastated than I was because I love playing football. I love competing. And them thinking that it's just a wrist injury, they didn't have to go through, you know, it being a torn ligament. And I was trying my best as much as I could to get on the team, get back on the field and play again. And I think a lot of people didn't understand, how difficult it was for me and how serious it was, it being a torn ligament in my wrist.
David Johnson joining us. So it leads me to the next point. I wonder about your mindset now. As an example, when you come into the NFL from Northern Iowa, it's natural to think, all right, I got to prove myself. I would argue with the season you had in 2016, you proved yourself and more. You answered any doubts there might have been. But coming into this season, now what's your mindset? Do you feel like you've got to prove yourself all over again?
Yes, I definitely do. I think I have to prove everyone else again that first off that I'm 100%, I'm ready to play. And then, you know, with all these running backs, blowing up, I have to prove to everyone that I'm going to be a dominant 2016, improved 2016 in David Johnson. And, I'm going to come back and show them, you know, how improved I am, basically.
We're talking to David Johnson. All right, so you get a chance to work out for the first time in the offseason on Tuesday. It was also the first offseason workout with Steve Wilks as the new head coach. David, I had him on the show recently, and I got to admit, I mean, even me as a talking head, I was fired up just rapping with this guy. What have you made of him so far as a coach?
Exactly what you said. When he speaks to us, the team, to me, makes me want to, you know, do as much as I can for him because the way he articulates, the way he tells you, you know, what he wants and just how passionate you can tell he is about being a coach and about football that, you know, I want to do as much as I can. I want to play as best as I can for him and do the best that I can for him because I know he's going to be a tremendous coach, and I'm so excited for this new season.
David Johnson joining us. In addition to having a new coach, you've got a new quarterback in Sam Bradford. Now, you've seen what he can do when he's healthy. So if he's out there on the field consistently, how good can the offense be with him?
We can be a really good offense, really dominant offense in the NFL. And I think, like you said, as long as I stay healthy, as long as I can help keep the pocket clean, I think that You know, Sam's going to be a great quarterback. I've talked to previous teammates that he's had, and they said that when he's healthy, when you keep the pocket clean, that he is one of the best quarterbacks. His accuracy, his arm strength is one of the best that you'll ever see.
David Johnson, my guest. Now, the NFL released its schedule yesterday, and you're opening up at home against Washington. You know how that goes, David. Fans get pretty hyped up when the schedule is released. Some start to try to predict wins and losses. As a player, though, how much attention do you pay to the schedule when it is released?
I think the biggest thing is, since it's released, everyone knows who we're playing, but it's when. And that's what I try to see, is when we're playing each team. And my biggest thing is when we play the teams in our division, because first off, we have to win the division to go to the Super Bowl. And so I try to see, you know, when we play in Seattle, the 49ers, and the Rams. And now with everyone talking about the Rams, I think that's going to be one of the biggest games that I'm looking forward to.
Listen, before you get to the season opener, though, you've got another big game coming up, a huge game, the Larry Fitzgerald celebrity softball game, which is supposed to take place tomorrow. There's been a lot of junk talked on Twitter about this, including Fitz himself tweeting, quote, "This man said he's going to out-hit me this year. After last year's performance, him out-batting anyone is laughable. David Johnson should sit in the dugout this year and give little DJ the bat. He's got a better chance of helping the team." I mean, dude, what is your reaction when you hear that from Larry Fitz?
Oh, it's going down. It's going to be one of my biggest competitions that I'm looking forward to, because Fitz, oh, he's a good smack talker, but I'm going to beat him. I actually, when I was applying, when he sent us the sheet to apply for the game or whatever, I told him, you know, from the start that I'm going to beat him in hits. And, you know, he had came out and said that, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. He's not going to beat me. He's not going to beat me at it. He thinks he will, just like he thinks his hands are better than mine. But I definitely am going to. I'm going to show him up tomorrow.
David Johnson joining us. You have to. Listen, this guy, I mean, when you think about Larry Fitzgerald, what do you think? You think this is one of the classiest guys ever, one of the most professional guys ever. But Patrick Peterson told me something you just said. He's one of the best trash talkers around, isn't he? That's pretty accurate.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is. He's a big trash talker. He likes to tell us, you know, that he's better than us at catching the ball and stuff like that. He just loves to compete. I think that's the biggest thing, is Larry loves to compete, and he will try to, you know, get under your skin, especially his teammates. You know, that was one of the first things that he said, my hands and my catching bill would never, you know, be up to his, but I'm telling you right now that mine is, so I love to trash talk with Larry.
So he's one of the best ever. I know it to be true, because one night I was out during Super Bowl and he and Kurt Warner were having dinner. The guy turned around. I was a table away and he started trash talk me. I mean, this guy will trash talk anybody who's within blast radius of him. Trust me, he is one of the best to ever do it. Now, I saw one of the things you did in the offseason. This is amazing. You hit up a Renaissance Festival or a Ren Fair, and among other things, you did some axe throwing. You saw some jousting. What did you make of that whole scene?
That was a new experience. I loved it, actually. That was a good experience that me, my family and I, you know, we got to do. And that was definitely something that I've never seen before, with the costume and the whole atmosphere. And, I mean, they take it serious. They take out, lots of area, and they let you know, that this is huge. And it was a great experience for us. Like you said, we got to see the jousting. I got to throw some axes and stuff. So it was pretty cool.
Jousting rules. I'm a huge fan of jousting. Listen, I'm also trying to clean it up a little bit, David. Help me out here. You're working with Rockin' Protein. How did you first get involved with Rockin' Protein, and what is it about their products that you like the most?
So, I actually got involved. I started drinking the drinks, and they tasted great. The best thing about it is that it's not chalky. I've tried other protein drinks, other protein shakes, and it's just chalky, it's gritty, it's hard to drink, and with Dragon Protein, I fell in love with it right away because of that. And then it just tastes great. I don't feel like I'm tasting or drinking a protein drink. And it has different levels that I can use, or anyone can use, with the builder, the recovery, and then the lean. So it goes in different perspectives, what you think that, you know, your exercise level is. And then another great thing about it is that it's made from real milk. So you don't get the artificial, the fake milk. You can trust that it's going to do the job, and the protein is the right protein, and it's going to help you stay lean and fit.
David Johnson appearing courtesy of Rockin' Protein. You nailed that. That's how you pitch a product. You nailed that. David, it's good to have you back. Really nice to have you on the program. Looking forward to seeing how you look on the field, and always good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Good talking to you, David. David Johnson, really good to have him back. He had an amazing 2016.